Sorry about the dogs. The spaniels are kind of hyper tonight. Okay, so we were talking about the esophagus, and the stratified squamous cells line the inside of the esophagus, and they also line the inside of the mouth and the pharynx. And the reason for that is that as the food is moving through these structures, it still has the capacity to cause some abrasion. And so it's important that these cells be stratified squamous so that they can be easily replaced if they are abraded during the process of moving food through them. The next organ that the food will go to is the stomach. And the stomach has several important functions, and I'm going to list five of them. One of them, of course, we've talked about before, the mechanical breakdown of food. The smooth muscle of the stomach will contract repeatedly and sort of massage the food and break it apart, squish it, and so on. Second, the stomach is important for antimicrobial defense. The stomach acids have a pH of about 2, which is deadly to most organisms on the planet. And it also has enzymes in it, which can kill microbes that could arrive into the body by way of the food. A third function of the stomach is temporary mixing and storage of the food. So it mixes all the food together and stores it temporarily. And fourthly, there is some minor absorption. Certain things are absorbed from the stomach. I do want to point out that for the most part, nutrients are not absorbed through the stomach for the most part. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. They are absorbed through the small intestine, which we'll get to in a little bit. However, the stomach does allow for some absorption of some things, including things like alcohol and aspirin and a few other things as well. And then finally, another important function of the stomach is that it's the place where we begin the chemical breakdown of proteins and also some parts of plant walls that are tough, connective tissues in meat, etc. Those kinds of things get to start to be chemically broken down by the enzyme pepsin and the stomach acid. And the acid in the stomach is hydrochloric acid. And as I mentioned before, it has a pH of about 2, so it's extremely, extremely acidic.